And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me here in the studio this evening is Joy Powell, Assistant Teaching Professor of Musical Theater here at the University of Missouri. Dr. Powell, how are you?
I am well. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we get to talk about something fun.
Yes.
So what are we here to talk about?
Well, we are here to talk about the Chancellor's Arts Showcase. It will be Friday, February 28th at 7 p.m. in the Missouri Theater. There's so many exciting things that happen. So the idea of the Chancellor's Arts Showcase is to put on a varied evening of performances for the Chancellor. We do so much work between theater and music and the other arts that it's hard for the Chancellor and the President and some of the other administration to get to everything,
sure,
even though they want to. So this is a great sort of evening. We'll highlight things from music, from theater. There'll be some things from the School of Visual Studies in the lobby, some other design work from theater in the lobby. So it's a really, really great way to celebrate the arts, but also make sure that the folks that make the decisions and that support us really are able to see the quality that we're putting together and putting out into the community and on campus. It's also, it really began 15 years ago with Singfields, who we love and we're so thankful for their generosity. But they do the Singfield Prize each year, which is a prize in composition. And so a student would write something. This year it's choral. Last year it was orchestra. It also can be concert band. It sort of switches depending on the year.
Sure.
And so the Singfield Prize will be announced officially, and the university singers will be singing. Ben Rauter, who's the winner, will be singing during the premiere of his choral work.
Cool.
We'll also have some revival performances from Ragtime the Musical.
Hey.
From the theater department, which I was fortunate enough to direct this summer. So we'll have some performances from that. We'll have some performances from Hit Street Harmony.
Okay.
The vocal jazz group will be performing. The concert jazz band will be performing. And we have Alicia Alatuja, who is one of the School of Music's alums, who is out there as a jazz vocalist, recording artist. She's actually just got in last night, and she'll be working this week with the students in different ensembles and different courses, and she'll be performing. So she's our special guest performance.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll have some performances from The Wiz that I was fortunate enough to direct in the fall.
And are you directing the Chancellor's Art Showcase?
I am.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. You notice a trend. No, I'm teasing. And then also some of our musical theater students will do the finale. So I have a musical theater performance class that's made up of theater and music majors, and they'll be singing the finale. So there's a wide variety of things. There's a wide variety of performances. We also have some current students and some alums who will, what I like to call the hashtag Mizzou Made testimonial. And so they just take a couple of minutes and they just sort of say, what is it to be Mizzou Made? And what is it to go through the arts at Mizzou? And how have the arts at Mizzou really shaped who they are as a person and as an artist? And it's great to have current students and then alums, right? Because then you sort of see that those different influences that the University of Missouri has had on our students.
That's got to feel really good as an educator as well.
It is one of the best feelings. It really is,
yeah.
Because that's why we're here. That's why I'm here, is for the students.
Yeah.
And if they're reaching their potential, then I feel like I'm doing my job. So it's a great evening to celebrate the students' work.
Super.
Yeah.
So how many groups then are performing? You've got Hit Street Harmony.
Hit Street, University Singers, Concert Jazz Band. We also have a preview of a play coming up in the theater department. We're doing Votes for Women to celebrate the 100-year anniversary of women getting the right to vote. So we'll have a preview monologue from that. And that opens in the middle of March. So, yeah, so several theater things, musical theater. And then, like I said, the ensembles from the School of Music will also be featured.
Very cool. What a great opportunity. And you've got other, like, visual arts as well?
Yes, we'll have, we just had the visual design showcase, and so some of the top folks from that will be displaying their work in the lobby, as well as some of our theater design work, costume and set and things like that. So We'll also have the Mizzou Botanical Gardens. They always do some really, really great flower arrangements. And so those will be displayed in the lobby, and we'll have one on stage as well. So it really is this wonderful collaboration of all the arts that happen on campus.
That's amazing. What a great event.
Well, thanks, Aaron.
And yeah, this is a great opportunity for, you know, everybody in the Mizzou community and the Mid-Missouri community as well to come out and see not just the music department, but all the variety of arts that we celebrate here on the MU campus. And this is coming up again on Friday, this Friday, a couple of days from now, the 28th of February at the Missouri Theater, and it is at 7 o'clock.
It is, and the tickets are $7, unless you have a Mizzou ID, as students get in free with their ID.
Nice.
So the community, I mean, $7, you can't even go to a movie for that.
No, that's true.
And it's live, and it's students' work, so please come out and support. We would love to see you there.
Yeah, and it's a great, and it's like a variety show almost. Like,
yeah, I if it's the right audience, they'll know, like the Lawrence Welk show, right?
Right?
Like that sort of feeling. It definitely has that. And I mean, we'll have over 100 people performing throughout the evening. So it's just going to be a wonderful evening that people do not want to miss.
Nice. And about how long is the performance going to be?
I would say we'll have an intermission. I'd say a couple hours. So
sure.
It'll be out by 9.
Great.
Yeah.
So it's a nice light evening. It's a Friday, so it's a great way to kick your weekend off.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I hope to see everybody there, and I'm sure I'll see you there. So
yes, I will be there for sure, without a doubt.
All right. Well, Dr. Powell, thanks so much for stopping by and telling us all about this great event.
My pleasure. Thank you. Mm-hmm.